Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. I believe it is well with you and well with your family. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. And may the Lord give you peace. We've been talking about divine patterns. And we have established by the grace of God that divine patterns come with divine instructions. Divine pattern come with divine specification. The instruction was absolutely clear to Moses, and the Lord further informed him, build. See to it that you build according to the pattern that was shown unto you. Divine instruction, the dimensions, the depth, the size, everything contained in the pattern. It is impossible for you to receive a pattern from the Lord concerning your life, concerning your business, concerning your marriage, concerning your education. Just mention it. It is impossible to receive a pattern from the Lord and yet not have divine instructions that go with it. Every pattern released by God, pattern for marriage, pattern for ministry, pattern for business, or pattern for doing what God wants you to do, comes with divine instruction. And then we see they also come with divine specification. The Lord had instructed Moses, telling him that certain people were already ordained and filled with the Spirit of God to complement and build that which the Lord had given to Moses. Exodus 31 verse 1 says, then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, see, I have called by name, so specific, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic work, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze. So God had specifically called Bezalel, divine specification, who will build the work, who will do it. So when God calls you for an assignment, calls you for a purpose, or when God delivers to you a divine pattern, He calls men or women filled with the Spirit in all manner of wisdom to help, to support, to build, and to run with you. Number three, divine pattern also come with divine consecrations, divine restrictions, and divine orders. Exodus 29:35-37 says, do for Aaron and his sons everything I have commanded you, taking 7 days to ordain them. Sacrifice a bull each day as a sin offering to make atonement. Purify the altar by making atonement for it, and anoint it to consecrate it. For 7 days, make atonement for the altar and consecrate it. Then the altar will be most holy, and whatever touches it will be holy. You see, the pattern you obtain from the Lord should lead to the consecration of others. Oh yes, Aaron and his children were anointed, consecrated, and set apart to serve the Lord. Oh yes, they were. In the divine pattern is the calling of men revealed. In the divine pattern, how would Bezalel and Aholiab, how would they have fulfilled their ministry of building the temple, of doing all the construction by the Spirit. How would they have accomplished that if Moses had not received the pattern from the Lord? How would Aaron and his sons, how would they have been consecrated and made holy and set apart to do the work of the Lord if Moses had not ascended to receive a clear divine pattern from the Lord? I want to say unto you, your failure to ascend, your failure to rise and receive a pattern, a direction, a plan of God for your life, for your ministry, may keep others grounded. Oh yes, may keep others grounded. Your failure to fulfill the will of God, your failure to yield and submit to the authority of the Most High God, may keep others unfulfilled and grounded in their own assignment. Once you obtain the pattern, people will be able to step into their divine purpose and assignment in God. Oh yes, Paul, a man greatly anointed by God, he was divinely restrained by the Spirit not to go to certain cities to preach the gospel. Yes, once you obtain the divine pattern, your life is no longer yours, and you don't just do whatever you like or go wherever you want to go. Yes, you cannot. In Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 10, the Bible says, "Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit." See that? They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. My goodness, even the word of God can be restricted by the Spirit. They were forbidden because it was not in the pattern of the ministry given to Paul for him to preach in Asia. He was not allowed to preach the word in Asia. The Bible says after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. That's what happens. When you receive divine pattern, you cannot just freestyle. You cannot just do what you feel like doing or what you want to do. No, you can't. It's impossible. You can't go wherever you want. There is an injunction, a divine restriction placed upon your life the moment the purpose and the pattern and the plan of God is revealed to you. You cannot just do like every other person. The plan of God revealed to you restricts you, places a restriction, because you have been bought with a plan, because you have become a custodian of the classified mysteries of God. So therefore, the Spirit of Jesus will restrain you, will constrain you, and will place a demand of consecration upon your life. Those who receive divine patterns and godly plans for their lives, for their generation, are placed under divine restrictions. Yes. Under divine restrictions. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 10, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Can you see that? You don't just run on your own. A common error in our generation is that many people under the guise of the Holy Spirit will tell you, "I feel the Holy Spirit told me, then I'm doing it." A high percentage of what we call the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit. A pattern has not been revealed unto you. Once the pattern is revealed unto you, you won't jump everywhere. You won't run everywhere. You will stay on the word of God and live by the word of God. Divine pattern comes with divine restrictions and divine orders. Whose orders are you following? What are your divine restrictions? What are the things that the Spirit of Jesus forbids you from doing? You can't be in a relationship. A relationship where you have obtained a pattern from the Lord and you have no restriction, no restraint. You live as though you are married, living in sin, sin of immorality, fornication, and you say God has given you a pattern. It's impossible. It's impossible for you to obtain the pattern of ministry and have no restriction, no restraint on your ego, on your pride, on your desires, on your appetite. Whose orders are you following? What are your divine restrictions? It's not about what others are doing. Other people, other churches may be doing it, but you may be divinely restrained from doing what others are doing. But you are divinely restrained. Oh yes, other people are doing it. Oh yes, other women are doing it. Oh yes, other men are doing it. Oh yes, other young sisters and young brothers are doing it. Oh, other pastors are doing it. I'm not others. I received the pattern that was shown unto me, and I must abide by the divine restrictions that I have received of the Lord. Why? Because you have obtained also a divine pattern that is guiding your life and your marriage and your ministry and your education and your career and your missions. People may wonder why you are not arrogant despite all your accomplishments in life. The answer is that you are constrained and restrained by the Lord in certain areas because you have seen the divine pattern for your life. Those who have enjoyed a sneak preview of God's divine pattern don't live anyhow. They live according to pattern. Are you following the directions of the Spirit of God? Are there things in your life that have been forbidden by the Holy Spirit? As good as they may be, do you know what is for you and what is not? Are there things that the Spirit of God will not permit in your life anymore? If you are born again and saved, and there is no call for divine consecration, no call for divine restrictions, no call for divine orders on your life by the Holy Spirit, now is a good time for you to seek the Lord with all your heart for His perfect will and agenda for your life. Lord, Lord, I want your will to be done in my life. Place your orders, the demand of consecration, the demand of consecration, the demand of divine restrictions, the demand of divine orders. Lord, lay your stripes on me. Lay your hands on me. Help me to stay within the boundaries of the will and the purpose of God. Help me. Help me to walk in your will, in my relationship, in my business, in my marriage, in all that you have called me to do. Dear Lord, help me to walk in your will, in Jesus' name. Amen. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, able to build you up, give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Amen and amen.